Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us. It is 8:35, which means every Tuesday at 8:35, we bring you one of our favorite things that we do here at The Point. It's time for the Positive Points on Aging with the star of the show, our good friend, Karen Pickard.
Well, that's only because Marsh is gone. So.
Well, she's gone, but not forgotten.
Never forgotten.
And she's not really gone.
She did say she'd be back.
Yeah, she'll come back and visit with us every now and then and hang out with us because, as I have found, once you get a little radio into your blood, Karen, it's like jail. You know, a lot of people get paroled from jail, but the recidivism rate is very high of going back to jail. And radio is kind of like that.
I'm not sure I'd compare it to jail. No, come on, Kev.
Oh, no, I'm not saying radio is jail. I'm merely pointing out that we have a high recidivism rate of people that finish and think they're done with radio and then they find their way back into radio. Happened to Brian. He thought he was done with radio, and then now 9 years later, you know, he's back. His parole was taken
short.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, yeah, it happens.
And then we got to get Katie going too. So
well, Katie is going to be the key here because she's the newbie in town over at Oakley Village, and we'll get her rolling with us next week and get her used to being part of the Positive Points family.
That's right.
But anyway, it's good to see you. I'm glad you're with us. Appreciate you coming on in here. And we got to figure out some ways that people can imitate Karen Pickard. And that means staying young over 60.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, you do. You're very active.
I'm very active, but that doesn't mean I'm in good shape. And it doesn't mean I'm healthy. I have to admit, I don't have any problems that way.
Knock on formica.
Knock on something. But, you know, we were talking about it last week and losing weight and all that kind of stuff and how difficult it is. So I know we've talked about this before, but, you know, how do you stay healthy if you're 60 and
older? Sure.
I've started having aches and pains and I don't sleep well and all those things are really bad for your health. So you got to kind of start thinking about it. One of the things that I have run into is I used to have wonderful balance. I rode horses and I danced and I did other things. I have terrible balance now. Not sure what's causing it to go off, but I do have balance issues. And so I have started trying to do some yoga because yoga is really good for your balance.
Sure.
And so is Tai Chi and so are Pilates. And there are things that you can do that will help your balance, but they also help you lose weight. They build up strength. They help your muscle tone. All those kinds of things are really good for people who are over 60. Because what is the one thing we fear more than anything for people over 60? Falls. And when people fall when they're over 60, then you end up with broken hips and you end up with all kinds of problems.
Yeah,
so that's not a good outcome. You know, you really need to think about that. So are you getting exercise? I don't get enough. I'm starting to get back into it. I know a few people who do, but I'm not good at it, and I know I'm not. And, you know, one of the things I used to do every morning up until right before Christmas, I would walk my dog 2 miles every morning. Well, then the stupid dog decided to tear up his leg, so we haven't been able to do that. And we're getting back into it, but I've noticed that he's dragging, and so am I, trying to get back to that 2 miles.
Well, he had knee replacement surgery,
basically.
Which, by the way, yes, Brian, she got her dog knee replacement surgery.
Well, yeah, he now has plates in his knee. Well, it was either that or amputate, and it didn't seem like a good idea either.
I hear you.
I wasn't putting down a 4-year-old dog.
No, so. I hear you.
So, you know, it is what it is.
Sure.
I will be paying for it for a long time.
I was
going to
say, yeah. Yeah. Hope that dog appreciates those 2-mile walks.
Yeah, he does. That's for sure. Well, you know, it's going to be like with Phil. I'll be paying for his surgery too.
Exactly.
a long time.
You didn't want to put him down either.
I thought about it. We're not going to touch that one.
Yeah, we're going to move on from that
one. We're going to move on quickly.
Yeah. So we need to talk, though, obviously. It's very important. And look. I'm 54. It doesn't matter if we're talking over 60 or we're talking over 50, over 40.
Right.
You know, we all need to be doing a better job of things when it comes to taking care of ourselves.
Yep.
But obviously, as you get past that age of 60, there are other challenges that come along with it because, look, the reality is our body's going to start to break down because it's a finite period how long joints and knees and elbows and everything are supposed to last. And so that's why you got to do the best you can to protect it.
And we typically abuse our bodies, you know, when we're younger, whether we're playing sports or whatever happens.
When we're in that indestructible phase where we think that nothing can hurt us.
Nothing can hurt us.
It's very true. There's some truth to that.
And one of the things that I liked to say is that people used to call me Pollyanna, and there are a lot of people out there on the radio who have no idea who Pollyanna is, but that's okay. I am always a very positive individual. I rarely get real depressed.
It's one of the things I love about you. I think you do. You lift others up.
I try really hard. But staying positive when your joints hurt,
it's hard.
When you're tired, when you're retired and you're not working, staying positive is very difficult, but at the same time, positivity is one of the best things you can do for aging. And you don't think about it, but being a positive individual keeps stress down. It keeps all that sort of stuff down. And we're a society that does not respect the elderly like we used to.
Right, right.
You and I grew up in a time where you respected your adults, you respected the seniors, you looked forward to spending time with them. Kids nowadays really don't care, and that makes you kind of depressed too, because you don't get to see your grandkids, you don't get to see the people that you should. And one of the studies said that more than 70,000 people that studied more than 70,000 people said that an optimistic outlook was directly related to how long they lived. And most people who had a positive attitude lived to be 85 or older. Not sure I really want to live much older than that, but still at the same time, if I do, I want to be healthy while I'm doing it.
I was going to say, to me, it's not the number that you live to, it's the quality of life.
It's the quality.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to have quality of life at 85, then keep on going. If I'm going to have bad quality starting at 75, I don't want to be a burden to my family, and I don't want to live in misery.
Right. Well, I mean, you say 75. How many people do we see coming in for assisted living that at 60 or in physically bad shape? And that's
absolutely
just not good. So try to take a positive outlook on life, even though it's difficult. You know, we've talked on this show before, give to others. That's one way to always feel more positive, because the more you give to others of time and your your experience and things like that, the more you get back. You really do. If you give out, you get back. And so try to keep that up. Try to maintain that positive outlook. And a day like today, it's easy to do. But when it's cloudy and rainy and icky in the wintertime, it makes a big difference. And I understand that. One thing that I seem to have had a theme lately, and it's kind of funny that I've been doing this, that keeping up your sex life is very important. It's a hard thing to talk about, but being physically, sexually active with your partner, it's touching, it's feeling, and people
intimacy.
That's the word that I was looking for. You know, you need hugs, you need kisses. People need to feel that touch of another human being.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of studies on that about people who were raised in environments where they weren't touched and they weren't hugged growing up, and how alienated they seem to feel. So that's one of the things that you do need to think about as you age. It's also one of those things that you think of as people aren't interested in, but I know we talked about it last week a little bit. You do think about it, and it is important for your life. Watch what you eat. Eat healthy. I hate to keep harping on that, but they're healthy fats that you can eat. You know, I laugh at people who make avocado toast, because
what's,
you know, that's avocado with a piece of toast on a piece of toast.
Spread on toast?
Yeah. I mean, but
isn't that basically like guacamole toast?
Kind of. But it's a California thing, and they charge you a lot of money for
that's
it.
That's like,
so go buy your
That's
true.
Get that even for a second.
So buy yourself some avocados. They're good fat. And if you want to eat toast, put them on toast. But don't make people charge you a fortune for it, because it's kind of silly. But there are good fats.
Avocado.
There's some nuts out there. There's fruits out there. There's all kinds of things that are good for you to eat. And that they do help with your diet, and they do help. If you eat high fats, you don't crave foods as much. That's one thing that they have shown. If you're smoking, stop smoking. You know, it's never been good for you, but it gets worse for you as you age. So now's the time to think about stop smoking. And it's difficult. I know that. Smoking, nicotine is one of the strongest drugs we have out there. We don't think about it, because it's not illegal, but it's a very strong drug. So those are the things to think about. When we get back from the break, I want to talk about maintaining your brain, because that also helps you stay positive, and that's also good for you as well as you age.
Look at Karen taking us right into
the
break.
I know, aren't I clever? I've only been doing it a year or two.
She's good.
Mornings with Kev.
The Fox Business Report is brought to you by the HGO Group.
This is Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Another tech company is planning to cut jobs. Palantir, the big data company, confirming it's cutting about 2% of its workforce. Telehealth startup Cerebral losing about 15% of its workforce. Tesla shares are continuing to rise after lifting CEO Elon Musk back into the top spot of the world's richest people rankings. This after the surge in Tesla stock, which is up 69% for the year, led him to recapture the crown he lost last year. The Bloomberg Billionaires Index placed his net worth at some $187 billion. And Target topping Wall Street earnings expectations for the first time in a year. Its holiday quarter sales rose roughly 1% from the same period a year ago. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Inflation is nothing more than legalized theft. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and to preserve your wealth, I highly recommend keeping physical gold in your retirement account. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold, which is the only gold IRA company I trust. So text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Hey, Randy Lawson here from the HGO Group, your Medicare specialist. We're a local family-owned and operated Medicare agency, and simply put, we take the stress out of your Medicare concerns. The HGO Group handles all things Medicare, which includes Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and drug plans. Listen, we don't believe in a one-size-fits-all approach. We're looking to build a relationship. The HGO Group will walk you through the process and make sure you have the right plan for you. We will be there for you before, during, and most importantly, after you've enrolled. We're local, but make no mistake, we work with 27 different carriers in South Carolina, and we handle all our customer service. Best of all, we won't charge you a penny. We do the work, and we get compensated by the insurance company that best fits your needs. Let's build a relationship. Online, it's thehgogroup.com, or give me a call, Randy Lawson, 851-0219. I'll probably answer myself. That's 851-0219.
BTSC, Business Telephone of South Carolina, has a great job opportunity to share. Start off as a receptionist and grow quickly into the office manager. If you can do the basics, you can learn to run the office. Good benefits, including paid vacation time. Is this for you? Know someone else with this potential? Please call Buddy Ellis at Business Telephone of South Carolina, 803-463-1657. That's 463-1657.
Hi, honey. How was your first day back at work?
Well, that slip and fall sure did cause me some pain and discomfort. And this swollen ankle is no fun. Thanks to True Pharmacy, the day wasn't a complete waste.
I'm so glad they were able to get you all set up with your ACE bandage wrap and even a set of crutches.
Yes, who knew you could rent your crutches from True Pharmacy?
And they even have wheelchairs to rent and sell. That's good information to know in case we ever need it for our parents as they get older.
I'm so glad we found True Pharmacy. True Pharmacy, two locations, West Columbia and Divine Street.
Parents ask, what's the best way to save for college? I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and my answer is always open a Future Scholar 529 College Savings Account. It's easy. You can get started online with any amount. It's flexible to adapt your child's college dreams. And you can deduct 100% of your contributions from the South Carolina state tax return. So what are you waiting for? Go to FutureScholar.com and see why it's the smart, easy way to save for college. FutureScholar.com.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
We might not get the wrath of winter they get up north, but we still need something to take that cold edge off. Let Bart Fireside provide your warmth this winter with the comfort and convenience of gas logs. Bart Fireside can beautify existing fireplaces with new gas logs or install a new fireplace. Bring the family together this winter. Bart Fireside is National Fireplace Institute certified. Want more info? Take a look at BartFireside.com or go by the showroom to get some hands-on help. 1131 Broad River Road, Bart Fireside, keeping you warm this winter.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies, or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
The pipes burst. You're getting the repairs done. Now it's time for your flooring. This is where the flooring department shines. We don't have a huge multi-million dollar showroom, but we all buy from the same manufacturers. So why pay more? We're locally owned and have 30 years experience in the flooring industry, and we stand by our work. Get tremendous customer service and great pricing with the flooring department, 951-3567, or online at theflooringdepartment.com. That's 951-3567 or 951-FLOR. The flooring department.
Earlier injuries in the clearing stages, I-26 eastbound, mile marker 95, between that peak and Chapin exits. Have a collision, you're slow on Raven Road at Flora Drive, Edmond Highway at Fish Hatchery Road, also on Highway 378, close to St. Peter's Church Road. Assurance Financial. Assurance Financial is a home loan lender who's a proud partner with Gamecock Athletics. With Assurance Financial, apply online in less time than halftime. AssuranceMortgage.com. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studio. It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
All right, it is about 8-9 minutes before 9 o'clock. Don't forget Your Way Home coming up with Erica and John in just a little while. We'll look forward to that in the 9 o'clock hour, but we're already enjoying something we're doing right now, and that's the Positive Points on Aging. Our good friend Karen Pickard from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington is here with us, and we always have a good time talking with Miss Karen about things. And we've been talking about the importance of staying active and staying busy after 60 and how important it is. And it's again, it's easy to not.
It's easy
to fall into complacency. It's easy to fall into some bad habits at any age, but certainly as you start to look toward the retirement age and as you look toward slowing down this and slowing down that, not doing as much of this, I don't buy that. I mean, again, I'm only 54, but my point is, you know, don't they say like 60 is
the new 40 or whatever, or vice versa. Yeah.
You know, like 75 is now 60, and, you know, whatever. The point is, you can control so much, not everything. You know, you can't control if, God forbid, you're handed a disease and you know, things like that. But in terms of day to day, if all's going pretty well, you can certainly have an impact on maintaining it.
And honestly, even if you are handed a disease, it all depends on how you choose to handle that disease too.
Well, you talked about positivity being important. It's very important to remain positive during challenging times.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, one of the things that people talk about is sitting around and watching TV. They say that seniors, when people retire, they watch 4 to 5 hours of TV a day. I'm sorry, I couldn't do that if you paid me to. Well, I know when I'm sick, I hate watching television. Don't do it. Just move. Get up and do something. It's just not good for you. We were talking about stress and being positive a minute ago, and one of the things that I read that I thought was very interesting is that stress does cause physical change in your body, and 60 to 90% of all doctors say their visits each year are related to anxiety, depression, anger, hostility, insomnia, things that are really bad for you. So you need to look at those things, and if that's what you're going to your doctor for, make sure you talk to them about how to stop, how to get sleep. I didn't sleep well last night. I do that on a regular basis. I know what I need to do if I'm not sleeping well. It's not good for you to not get sleep.
Sure.
And when you don't get sleep, things like your brain gets tired. And one of the things they say that helps seniors more than anything is maintaining their brain.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it before. Marcia does a wonderful series on maintaining your brain to stop dementia or to slow down dementia. Sometimes you really can't stop it. But if you maintain your brain with brain exercises, word games help, Sudoku helps. But what really helps, go learn a new foreign language. Go pick up a musical instrument. Go learn to paint. Do things that you've always wanted to do. Not only does it get you out in front of the TV, but it gives you your brain some exercise. It also gets you involved with other people. If you go back to school at 60, surprise, you're going to meet a whole new group of people.
And when you talk about the idea of going back to school and things like that, do you know that there are a lot of schools that will let seniors audit courses with no charge or certainly discount, but often free,
for
seniors to audit classes and go through it. And so you're not doing it because you want to get a piece of paper on the wall to say, I got a degree. You're doing it because you want to keep your brain active. So that's something to very much look into. Have, you know, call us. We'll try to help you find the different programs.
Right.
But I know Midlands Tech does a lot of stuff. I know USC allows, you know, all the different Columbia College, a lot of them offer senior courses to audit.
They want people involved. They want to see seniors in the building because, you know what else? That also gives seniors access to younger people. And that's that intergenerational experience that I was just talking about. And that helps everybody. There are also places like the Shepherd Center. There's at least three of those in the Columbia area. That Oakleaf is very involved with the one in Lexington, and they teach classes, and they do teach you computer. You know, how many seniors say they're afraid to use computers, or they're worried about what they're going to do on the computers, and they have to update stuff? So be aware that those kinds of things are available for you. Take care of your medical health. You know, be attentive to what's going on. Go see your doctor. Keep up your exams. Make sure you're getting mammograms, colonoscopies, all those things that everybody groans about. But they're really important. Preventative maintenance, you do it on your car. You do it on your house.
Sure.
You do it on your furnace.
Sure.
Do it on your body.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It really makes sense. Most insurance companies now are helping cover that kind of thing. I know for a long time they didn't, but most are paying attention that being proactive means that you don't spend as much money taking care of major issues down the road. So talk to your doctor. Become involved. Know about your aging and your hormones. Women particularly hormone health is very important, but it's also important for men. Testosterone levels drop. It causes all kinds of problems in men. So be aware of what's going on with you. And don't be embarrassed to ask questions. You've always got Google. It may not be the best answer, and I don't really like Dr. Google, but it is a good place to start if you need to.
Yeah, I think that what you said is very important, and that the part about communication.
Yeah.
And don't be embarrassed because, look, you know, your body is changing. I mean, your body changes when you go through puberty as a as a teenager. Your body changes throughout time. And the same thing is going to happen where certain hormone levels that have been normal for 60 years all of a sudden start to drop. And, and look, you know, I mean, you see the commercials all the time for the guys about, hey, your T levels, this and that, whatever. I mean, life changes. And so make sure you're communicating with your physician about all that stuff, because if you don't, you know, they can't read your mind.
They can't help you if they don't know about.
Exactly. There's nothing embarrassing about something like that. I mean, Brian was just talking about those issues. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
Anyway, no, I'm just saying there is nothing at all to be embarrassed about when life happens. I mean,
that's right.
It's an inevitability. It's, you know, your body. Something's always new is going to be happening to your body as you get older. That's just a fact of life. You just want to do whatever you can to maintain the status quo. And all those things you've talked about in the last 25 minutes are all about trying to maintain and keep yourself as normal as possible by staying active.
And being positive and staying healthy. That's the big thing. We all need to do it because somebody out there loves you and wants you to be healthy and happy.
Amen to that, for sure.
Yep.
If people want more information from what you've talked about today or just in general about what we talk about here on a regular basis.
Oakleaf Village, can be reached at 803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com. I do want to put in a plug. We do have our Alzheimer's support group this Thursday night at 6 o'clock. You don't have to call. Just show up and join us. It's a wonderful group of people, and we'd love to have others come join us at any time.
And that's when?
It's Thursday, this Thursday at 6 o'clock. If you're a struggling caregiver, we'd love to have you come by.
All right, Thursday, 6 o'clock. That's at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. Again, anybody has any questions or anything needs, just call, reach out to Karen. She's more than happy to help all the time with anything she can. Just tremendous when it comes to compassion and kindness with Karen and the team at Oakleaf. Thank you, Ms. Karen. I appreciate it very much. We are going to hand things off to Erica and John for Your Way Home. I'll be back this afternoon for the afternoon drive. Have yourself a great day. For Brian, for Karen, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening.
Mornings with Kev.